All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are joining in. Maybe it's early in the morning, noonday, nighttime. Maybe it's not even Monday. But I pray whatever it is that you are doing today, that God's spirit of life and love would motivate you to live into grace. Well, today's theme is consolation. Consolation. And in the church, it's important that we come alongside one another in this ministry of consolation. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 and 4, we hear this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation in which we ourselves are consoled by God. You know, one of the most difficult issues Paul must confront in writing to all of his churches was the combination of suffering and joy that they were experiencing together. Their allegiance to Jesus sometimes brought on persecution from their neighbors and, of course, the ruling authorities. We know that well. So elation and sadness can be both leading indicators on our journey into our callings, but both require interpretation. Often in Paul's letters to the churches, Paul speaks of how the hardships he endured in his ministry have actually strengthened his deep love for and commitment to the churches. Likewise, it's hard to miss the joy and purpose and passion he feels for his calling, because consolation and desolation, they weave together in his called life. And we see the same woven threads, I think, on our journey. A lot of that stuff is held together. It's both and not either or. But we keep walking and we keep pouring out life and we keep experiencing life in the midst of affliction or in trial, because we have a Lord of life. That's where our ultimate faith and trust is in. And so let's hear this story from Calling Now.
I sat with a group of first-year college students, nearly all the first in their family to go to college. And I asked them to tell a story about a time when someone encouraged you to follow your dreams. As they paired up and practiced listening and telling their stories, the room was abuzz with energy. Afterward, they debriefed what they'd heard, and person after person told stories not of people who had encouraged them, but all the times important people in their lives had discouraged them from following their dreams. As I listened to my students, I realized just how much they'd had to overcome to even be in that classroom, and how different that was from my experience. In that moment, my heart dropped, and a wave of grief overtook me. The students' reaction, however, was much different. The energy in the room actually amplified. Rather than bringing them down, sharing these hard stories helped the students realize that they aren't alone in their struggles, that others have experienced pain similar to their own. And suddenly they were called into a more authentic community, who comforted one another in their struggles, as only one who has experienced deep suffering can. In Corinthians, Paul was writing to the churches in the face of a combination of suffering and joy that they were experiencing, because following Christ sometimes brought on persecution from their neighbors. He admonished them not to try to hold the struggle alone, but to recognize the calling that each Christian has to one another, particularly in times of struggle. So often, language of calling centers around finding your greatest joy, or what makes you come alive. And it's true, often our callings are about living out of our deep passions and service to others. But calling can also emerge from painful situations. When I feel empty or far from God, or when I'm aware that I'm mourning, I've learned that these desolation moments also are important times to listen for that still small voice of God calling me into something new. Hearing the pain my students were holding that day has stuck with me for nearly a decade, and I've realized it's turned into a consolation. These students found callings out of their struggles. Many committed to be the kind of person they wish they'd had growing up. And others return to their communities with a passion to create the kind of neighborhood they want to live in. A couple of years later, when the bottom dropped out of my life and vocation, they inspired me to not try to hold my struggles and pain alone, but to be part of a community where I too could hear how God was calling me anew, trusting that desolation can lead to consolation. Today, as the world seems so discombobulated, and it would be so easy to give in to despair, I'm reminded again to listen for the voice of God calling in the midst of struggles, and there to find the consolation that comes from God alone, and the courage to face whatever challenges are ahead.
Amen. Consolation often comes from desolation or moments of loneliness. But God is there, and the good people of the Lord are there too. And so what emotions are you experiencing as you live out your calling in this world? And how are you feeling consoled, or how are you feeling desolate? On the whole, do you find yourself talking to others about the ways that you've been consoled in your journey, or the ways that you felt desolate, and then why? And looking back, how do you see both consolation and desolation woven into your story? And once you think about that a little bit, call a friend and share a story with them. Bond over that consolation and desolation that are held together. Because folks, we do live in a discombobulated world. During moments of pervasive confusion, bewildered by barriers, challenges, and obstacles, befuddled by circumstances, pandemics, social unrest, disoriented by conspiracy theories, fake news, gossip, and unhealthy expectations, all of it can leave us feeling forsaken and ashamed. So we express lament, often enveloped in grief, eloped in loneliness, experiencing, just like Jesus, wilderness temptations, crying out in lament, like all of the psalmists, in waiting for a response. And our faith says that God will speak anew, that God will lead and love us again through those valleys, through those low places. Because if one thing is true in this Jesus story and the power of the resurrection, is that we too will be consoled by God. And so we give thanks for the witness of the Apostle Paul and all of those who've gone before, showing us how to do the same. All right. Good day.